May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be always acceptable to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Good morning. There was an essay in the New York Times last month that caught my attention. It was entitled, "There's a Name for the Blah You're Feeling. It's Called Languishing." Did any of you see it? Yeah. The author is Adam Grant. He's an organizational psychologist. He writes, "Languishing is the neglected middle child of mental health. It's the void between depression and flourishing, the absence of well-being. You don't have symptoms of mental illness, but you're not the picture of mental health either, not functioning at full capacity." Several people sent me this article. It seems to have struck a chord with many people. And I think lots of us at this point in the pandemic find ourselves in something like a languishing mode. The author goes on to say, part of the danger is that when you're languishing, you might not notice the dulling of delight or the dwindling of drive. You don't catch yourself slipping slowly into solitude. You're indifferent to your indifference. When you can't see your own suffering, you don't seek help or do much to help yourself. We still have a lot to learn about what causes languishing and how to cure it, but naming it might be a first step. It could help to defog our vision, giving us a clearer window into what has been a blurry experience. It could remind us that we're not alone. Languishing is common and shared. We languish when we forget that our experience is common and shared. Jesus invites us out of this condition with his teaching on the vine and the vine grower. He tells us gently and lovingly, "You're a branch. I am the vine," Jesus says. "Remain in me." Or I like the older translation of that word, abide. Abide in me. Abiding in Jesus is a practice that brings healing to our languishing. And this morning, I just want to offer a few simple examples of what this practice might look like. The practice of abiding, remaining in Jesus. And the three examples I want to give are remembering, accepting, and giving. We can abide in Jesus through intentional remembering. Abiding in Jesus means you remember that you are a part of something that's bigger than you. This can be such a big relief, to be just a branch. When our lives start to feel like more than we can bear, remembering we're not the whole vine can bring comfort. You can remind yourself that you are a part of Jesus and he is a part of you. Your humanity is shared. There's communion. You're not alone. You don't have to figure out everything by yourself. You can follow a path that's been laid out for you. For many of us that live on orcas, being outdoors in nature is a great way to do this intentional remembering. When we're in nature, we can feel our connection to the world around us. When we go outside at night, we gaze at the stars, and we know that we're just a small part of God's creation, a branch, not the whole vine. Another way we might practice this abiding in Jesus is when we do the work of trust and acceptance. That's something we can practice. Abiding in Jesus requires accepting that the gardener will be doing some pruning. This might be the most challenging part of abiding, and I suspect it's where languishing frequently sets in. When we can't trust that there's a greater wisdom guiding what's happening in us and around us. It's very fear-inducing. We hunker in. We shut down. We disconnect and isolate ourselves. The death and illness that swirls around us in this pandemic overwhelms. Much of Jesus' ministry is dedicated to helping us not to fear death, not to fear the pruning that will happen to us during our lifetimes. All of the little deaths, all of the little losses, they're all being mysteriously held by the master gardener. It's not for us to understand it all. We are merely branches on a vine that we can barely comprehend. It's worth noting that Jesus gives this teaching on abiding in the vine to his disciples at the Last Supper. That's where this speech comes from. He's preparing them for his death. He's preparing them for his resurrection. He's modeling and inviting acceptance of mystery, the mystery of being pruned. Abiding in Christ also entails the practice of giving. Abiding in Jesus means that you bear fruit, as he makes really clear in this speech. You give beyond yourself. Something comes forth from you for the rest of the world. You offer goodness and kindness from yourself. When we practice that, we're abiding. Now, if you're languishing, you might not feel like you have much to give, but you can always give the gift of truth. Of your own truth, to share how you're really feeling. In this way, you're practicing connection, being a branch amongst other branches on the vine. You're remembering that you're a part of something bigger than you. You're accepting that God is holding it all in love, and that in that love, all can be well. Let us pray. O God of peace, who has taught us that in returning and rest we shall be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be our strength. By the might of your Spirit, lift us to your presence where we may be still and know that you are God, through Jesus Christ our Lord.